Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Now, you might think it's okay not to wear sun cream right now, but apparently not. Dr. Eleanor Higgins is a consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists, and she joins me now on the line. Good afternoon, Eleanor.
Good afternoon, Brendan.
So look, Eleanor, most of us save the sun cream for when we're abroad or maybe for when it's very sunny here, but you're saying we need it all the time, yes?
Ideally, we should be applying sun cream on exposed sites all year round, but particularly every day from March to October, even on a cloudy day. The reason being is that we know that a significant percentage of sun damage occurs in childhood up to the age of 18. You can get up to 50% of your lifetime radiation damage to your skin. And we know that that really predisposes you to premature aging and skin cancer in later life. But I think in terms of the general population, what we don't appreciate is that there's sunlight damaging our skin even on cloudy days with UVA or daylight radiation. So it's not just the bright sunny days in the peak of the summer that you need the sun cream. It's really all year round we should be doing it.
Really? Okay. So explain to me, so you say UVA and then there's UVB we see on the sun cream bottles and stuff like that. What's the difference between UVA and UVB?
So it's to do with the different wavelengths or how the light travels to the skin. So UVB is particularly high on the bright sunny days, and that tends to cause sun burning that we all know about.
Okay.
UVA is a longer wavelength that travels deeper into the skin, and it causes more deeper damage with premature aging, and it can actually cause mutations in the skin that predispose to skin cancers. So when we look at sun bottles and how to choose what is the right sun cream, we look at the sun protection factor, or SPF, and that measures how much the reduction of ultraviolet is reduced by using the cream. So the SPF really relates to the UVB, the sun burning rays, and then we look for broad screen protection, which measures how much of the UVA is filtered out.
So if we're to be wearing it all the time, all year round, what factor do we need to be wearing, say, normally, and then maybe in more sunnier times?
I tend to get people to use the same factor all year round. Find a sun cream that you like and stick with it. Factor 30 is probably enough. Factor 30 blocks out about 96-97% of UV rays. And factor 50 only blocks a tiny bit more, about 98%. But that's if they're applied in laboratory ideal conditions. And in real life, we apply about a half of that amount. So the less, with normal use, you only get a fraction of that percentage.
Are we not putting on enough most of the time now?
Typically not. We're not putting on enough. We're not reapplying it every 2 hours, which we should.
Every 2 hours?
And we often miss bits. Yeah, so we know that the efficacy of sun cream starts to reduce at 2 hours, you're not getting the protection that you think you're getting. And particularly with certain sun creams that are predominantly chemical-based, they take 30 minutes to activate. So if you wait until you're out in the sun or you're down at the beach and you put on your sun cream when you get there, you've missed the boat. You have very little protection for the first 30 minutes after application. That's with the chemical sun creams. Now, some of the mineral-based sun creams, if you read the label and you see ingredients like zinc and titanium, they tend to work straight away. But in general, we're not using enough sun cream to do what it says on the tin.
So the zinc and titanium then, Eleanor, they're ones that are actually like basically putting a block on the skin kind of thing. What about like, you know, the oils and the sprays that can be nicer and go on easier and don't feel as sweaty? Are they not as good in reality?
It's not that they're not as good. You just know how to, you just need to know how to apply them. And I think the best sun cream is one that people are going to use. So a lot of the sprays are chemical based, or they have some nanoparticles of the mineral. So a lot of those clear sprays, they don't work for 30 minutes. And you're often more likely to miss bits with the sprays. So I will normally recommend people to apply a lotion or a spray and make sure they rub it in everywhere. And then the sprays are perfect if you want to top up as the day goes along. But even with the best intentions, I think it's so easy to miss patches, to not put on enough, to forget to reapply it. So when we look at sun protection, you have to look at the whole picture. And I think the number one thing to do is really to try and seek shade in the peak hours. Mm. I'm a big fan of the UV protective clothing, and that's what I use, and that's what I try and use on my children. So they're the typical long sleeve rash guards, hats and sunglasses. So then you're only really, you know, trying to get the sun cream on the exposed parts like your face and hands.
There's a texter here asking if I'm very vitamin D deficient, if I wear sunscreen, will vitamin D from the sun be blocked?
That's a great question. So the studies have shown that optimal use of sun cream does not reduce the amount of vitamin D that you make. We only need small amounts of maybe 10, 15 minutes of gradual sunlight to make enough vitamin D in the summer months. And we know that in our latitude in Ireland, we don't have enough UVB sunlight from October to March to make adequate vitamin D. So that's why we should be taking vitamin supplementation with vitamin D from October to March. So definitely the benefit of sun cream is really, you know, is the key thing in terms of vitamin D. So no is the answer to that.
And Eleanor, are you against people getting a tan?
I am.
Are you?
I am. The only tan, or the only safe tan, is a fake tan, Brendan. And we know that, you know, repetitive tanning really increases your skin aging and your skin cancer risk. And people think that if they get a base tan, that'll protect them from burning it's preferable. But we know that a tan is really UV radiation damage to your skin. So, no tan.
Okay. And kids particularly, obviously, yes.
Yeah. So really, babies under the age of 6 months should be kept out of direct sunlight. Or use a mineral sunblock. And then really children should not be tanning, full stop. So that might not be what people want to hear, but it is honestly the truth that tanning is really damaging to the skin.
Okay. Speaking of children, when should young people be starting a kind of a skincare routine and using products and looking after their skin and stuff?
Well, I think it's nice to get children involved in using their sun cream, make them, part of it. They can get them involved in putting it on, rubbing it in themselves, putting it on with a makeup brush on their face. Some children enjoy doing that. In terms of teenage skin, I really try and get my teenage patients to get into a routine, early on with a simple, gentle cleanser, to wash your face twice a day, a moisturizer if your skin feels dry, and then a daily sun cream every single day, all year round. And then it just becomes part of your routine, like brushing your teeth every day.
Okay, and that goes for boys as well, does it?
Absolutely, boys and girls. Girls, there's no difference at all. And I do think, teenagers are actually getting, really good at getting into that routine and are very well informed about, the potential risks of the sun, and I think are really into their routines, I would say.
Dr. Eleanor Higgins, that was an eye-opener. I'd say there's a few people now rethinking their situations. I kind of am myself. So Dr. Eleanor Higgins, consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists, thank you very much for that timely advice.
Email brendan@rte.ie.